Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business. All so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. There, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Female Empowered Podcast. I am your host, Krista Gurka, and today we are going to be talking about a very important topic, how to pay yourself as a business owner, implications of the various ways you can pay yourself, pros and cons of each, and why it's important. So this is something that comes up frequently in our group coaching programs and our masterminds. It's something I had no idea about when I first started. You know, people usually talk about how much to pay yourself, but they don't talk about the different ways in which you can pay yourself as a small business owner. And then certainly most people don't discuss with you what the implications are based on how you choose to pay yourself. Okay. So I'm first and foremost going to say I am not an accountant. I am not a business. I am not a bookkeeper. I am not an attorney. This is advice based on my own experiences, but please consult with your financial team, your financial expert, an accountant, a bookkeeper, an attorney. This is not deemed for professional advice. Okay. So we always have to put those disclaimers out there. And, you know, I don't want you to go to your accountant and be like, well, I listened to this girl on a podcast and she said that, So, but this is something that I really wasn't aware of when I was deciding how to pay myself. And the way that I've paid myself as a business owner has changed dramatically from 2008 when I first opened my business to today. Because when I first opened my business, as most of you follow my story, you know that I had partners. So that was a very different structure. Then when I was a sole proprietor, a single member LLC, and to today. So maybe one day I'll do an episode on what that journey was like. But anyways, let me not digress. So we're going to talk today about all of the different ways. Well, actually, I'm going to talk about three different ways you can pay yourself as a small business owner. Now, some of these also have to factor in how you're set up as a legal entity. How you're set up as a legal entity. So are you an S corp? That's not actually a legal entity. It's how you file for your taxes. So are you an S corp? Are you a C corp? Do you file as a sole proprietor? But this is why it's important to talk to your financial team about this. Okay. So basically, I'm primarily going to talk about if you're an LLC or when you file as an S corp. Okay. So there's three main ways that you can pay yourself. As an LLC, as you file an S corp, you need to be on some sort of salary, right? So you can be salary and owner's draw. You can be salary and profit distribution. If you are not an S corp, you are basically taking owner's draws. Okay. So I want to discuss with you what the difference between a salary is, an owner's draw, and profit distribution. Okay. So first off, salary is basically what it sounds like. You are on a salary. So you get paid the same amount each and every week. So if you wanted to make $50,000 a year or $52,000 a year, you get paid $1,000 a week. Okay. If you wanted to make $100,000 a year, you get paid $2,000 a week. So that's basically your salary. Also comes out as an expense in your business. Okay. So your salary is seen on your P&L. So when you see your profit and loss statement, your salary is on there. So it gets deducted from your business as an expense. Another thing that happens when you take a salary is that taxes come out. Okay, so a portion of taxes come out in your paycheck, just like everyone else in your company. Okay, so salaries can range, you know, basically you can take a salary. Excuse me. So you can take a salary for what you do as a practitioner. So as your practitioner, so if you teach a class, if you treat a patient, if you see a one-on-one, you can pay yourself that way. You can also pay yourself for all the other roles you hold in your company, marketing director, CEO, owner, president, bookkeeper, like whatever you want. And that should be reasonable and customary. So for example, if you paid someone else to be your front desk person, what would you pay them? And that can be part of your salary. So those are the ways you pay yourself at on salary. Now, when you take owner's draws, okay, also known as distributions, they come out. Some people do them regularly every week. Some people do them every 2 weeks. Some people do them every month. Some people do them every quarter, however you would like. And then what happens is the business owners go in and they say, oh, I'm going to pay myself $1,000. It comes out as an owner's draw. The difference between salary and owner's draw is that owner's draw or distribution does not show up on your P&L. It is not looked at as an expense. It is looked at as a basically a liability. So it shows up on your balance sheet. So if you're looking at your P&L and your P&L says that you have a net profit of $50,000, which is like a 30% net profit, but you're taking owner's draws, that number, $50,000, does not take your owner's draws into account. So if you've taken $50,000 in owner's draw, now your net profit is zero. Okay. It's why it's important to understand the P&L, the balance sheet, and the cash flow statement. Okay. So your owner's draw comes out of your balance sheet. That's where you're going to find it. And it is not taxed. Okay. When you take out $10,000 as an owner's draw, it comes out as $10,000. It doesn't come out as $8,000 and taxed. Okay, so that's one thing that is important to understand, really the difference between salaries and owner's draws. Now, the last way that some people pay themselves is they do a profit share or they do profit distributions. Okay, so basically what happens with a profit distribution is that, okay, then basically the owner or owners, they benefitly directly benefit from the success of the business. So they're all taking out a portion of the profits. Okay. They take out a portion of the profits. So that's basically what happens. So say, excuse me, say you have $50,000 in profit and you decide you're going to share a portion of that or you're going to take that, then basically it comes out of the profits. Okay. So that means that that's what's left over after you have met all of your expenses. Okay. So it's basically a profit share. You can do profit sharing with your team. You can do profit sharing with your ownership team if you have other owners. It reflects the ownership stake. So for example, if you are a 100% owner, then you can take out 100% of the profit, which is basically an owner's draw. If you are 50% owner, you would get 50% of the profits. If you're 25% owner, you get 25% of the profits. Now, Most people do not do this unless they have partners. So if you're a sole owner, you're the only owner of the business, most often you're either taking a salary or an owner's draw. And I hope I didn't lose people in this interim, because that's a lot of jargon and words. Let me just talk to you about some of the advantages of owner's draws, okay? So some of the advantages of an owner's draw are that you don't take taxes out right away, okay? They're not withheld directly. So that means you get to hold on to that money for a little bit longer instead of the government, okay? However, if you do not manage that properly, you could be hit with a very significant tax bill, which you are not prepared for. Okay, so it could be a benefit in that you get to hold on to that money for a while, but if you don't prepare for it, you could be hit with a tax bill, and that sucks when you get hit with like a $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 tax bill and you haven't prepared for that, okay? Another drawback in having an owner's draw versus a salary is difficulty in budgeting. Okay, especially in your personal life, in your personal finances, because usually owner's draws are taken out based on the business's profitability, and that can be uncertain. And so if you're trying, like maybe a salary is consistent, you're going to take $1,000 a week, $1,500 a week, $2,000 a week, $2,500 a week, whatever that may be, it's consistent, you know, it's coming out. Okay. But with an owner's draw, sometimes people, it's usually based on the profits also and how well the company is doing. And so it could be hard for you to budget personally because you don't know what your paycheck is going to be every week or month or quarter. All right. Another drawback from an owner's draw is maybe payroll benefits. So if you're not on payroll, you can't opt in for the company's health insurance policy. Now, if you don't have a health insurance policy, this might not be something that is a benefit to you or not. Okay. So oftentimes, like for example, even though I have health insurance for my company, I am not on my health insurance. I'm on my husband's health insurance. So he works for a bigger company. He has a better plan than I could get as a small business owner. Okay. So another thing that it could be difficult in tax accounting, really, okay? Owner's draws, you really need to have more meticulous record keeping and accurately track your personal and business transactions separately, okay? It's really important. So sometimes what happens is when you take owner's draw, it kind of just blurs the line sometimes between personal and business finances, and it could put you at risk if you're not doing things properly. Now, most people, they take an owner's draw, and that owner's draw goes into your personal account. But you have to be sure you're not taking, you know, you're not putting, so for example, if you put, you know, like, I don't know, your haircut on the business credit card, you have to take that as an owner's draw, not necessarily as an expense. Okay. So again, this is where it's really, really important to discuss this with your financial team. Now, the number one reason that I think it's a drawback as to take an owner's draw versus a salary is, and this is the thing that nobody told me about, is the potential challenge you have when you are looking for financing, whether that be for your business or you personally, okay? So if you are only taking an owner's draw, that means that you are not getting a W-2, okay? That means you are not getting consistent income and revenue, even if you can prove that this is what you pay in taxes and this is what you did in owner's draw, because it's not consistent. It's not being registered by the government, all right? So when you go to get financing, whether it be to buy a car, to get a mortgage, to get a line of credit or a loan against your business, and the bank asks for your personal W-2s and your personal salary, if you cannot produce a W-2, they don't care how much you've taken out in underdraw. They don't care how much profit is left in your business. They cannot prove that you take that out as salary. Okay. Now, this happened to me several years ago when I was taking a low salary. I was taking a salary, but I was taking a very low salary. I think I was paying myself like $20,000 a year. And the rest I was taking an owner's draw. And the reason I was doing that was because I was trying to, I thought there were better benefits to like taking an owner's draw. I would pay less in taxes, which wasn't true because even the profit in my business flows through my personal taxes. So even if I was only taking $20,000 in salary, my profit in my business was $60,000. I was still paying $80,000 in taxes. Okay. So the other thing I was doing was we were trying to get one of our sons into a very expensive private school. So I thought that if I had a lower salary, maybe we would qualify for financial aid. That didn't end up happening anyways. But the biggest issue was when I went to apply for a line of credit, as my business was expanding, I did not qualify for a large line of credit. I did not qualify for an extension on my credit card line of credit. Why? Because the bank thought that I was only generating $20,000 a year. And they don't care if you have more money in your profit account. They don't care if you're taking distributions. They want to see a W-2. Okay. So this is important when you are thinking, if you are budgeting, if you are trying to, you know, save to buy a car, save to get a mortgage, save for a line of credit, whatever you're trying to do, it's really hard to get financing if you cannot prove income. Okay. So this is one thing I wish somebody would have told me earlier. This also recently happened. My husband and I are buying a house and we do very well for ourselves. Okay. We do very well for ourselves, but we had difficulty initially. We had to jump through a lot of hoops to get our mortgage. Because even though we were putting a tremendous amount down, we were putting like 35% down, okay? Because the business, my business showed a loss in 2020 and 2021. I think my business showed $100,000 loss in 2020 and $150,000 loss in 2021 because of, obviously, we all know what happened during those 2 years. So the first year we were shuttered and closed, we ceased to operate for 4 months. Then we came back and operated at 50% capacity for the next 18 months, plus all the expenses I had to incur for loans, for paying people, for updating our HVAC systems and all of that. So even though I continue to pay myself my same salary, the bank saw a loss and they're like, ooh, red flag. They may not be able to pay back that mortgage. So we had to write a note, letters about where my books were. We had to go back in taxes like 5 years and then also look at Q1 of 2023 and that we're back up exceeding 2019 numbers. But here's where I say, and I still get a six-figure salary on my W-2. Okay. So it's just something to consider. It is something to consider. If right now you're like, well, I'm going to take a low salary and I'll just take out distributions. If your business can't afford to give you a higher salary, that's fine. But if you're doing it to manipulate numbers for your taxes, I would encourage you to talk to your finance team, your money team, because if you want to get a mortgage, if you want to get financing for a car, if you want to try to get a loan or a small business loan or a line of credit or something to that, and you have to show proof of income, you need that to be coming through on a W-2. All right. So this is why it's important not only to decide how much you're going to pay yourself. Okay. What can the business afford? That's a whole other topic. That's a whole other podcast, okay? But how you are going to pay yourself, whether that's in salary, owner's draw, or profit distributions. All right. Profit distributions or profit sharing are ways most people pay themselves if they have partners and such. Okay. But talk to your money team. If you're interested in exploring this and you don't have a money team, our Inner Circle group, actually in our FitBiz Foundations group too, gets access to our finance partners, which are Kickstart Accounting. And they do group calls each and every month with our business owners and their experts on our in our Facebook groups. And they offer discounts for people in our mentorship groups to work with them. So if that is something you're interested in, I highly encourage you to go visit my website, kristagurka.com. You can check out how it is that you can work with me, how you can get involved in my mentorship groups. And these are the kind of things we talk about. How much should you pay yourself? How should you pay yourself? What are the variety of options? What to go ask your finance and money team if you have one, okay? What to ask them if they've told you a certain way that you should be working, okay? These are all of the things that we can save you time in and give you the right questions to ask so that you can make as objective decisions as possible in your business and you're not blindsided by certain things. Okay. Now, I'm not in favor of one or the other. Well, actually, right now, I'm in big favor of taking a higher salary because I deserve a high salary. I work really hard. I've grown this business to seven figures and beyond, and I deserve to pay myself. Okay. So I pay myself first. Now I also make sure that the business can afford it, but I pay myself before investing more into the business so that I can make sure that whatever we're investing, whatever we're expanding on is not coming from my personal salary. Okay. Now this episode may have been confusing for some people. I did throw a lot of terms and everything out there. If you're interested in chatting more about it, I have a lot of podcast episodes on finance. I even have an audio course that's all about financing. So it's basically all the podcasts that I've talked about on financing. So if you go to kristagurka.com, okay, and you go to, let me see, I'm going to pull this up right now. Okay, if you go to kristagurka.com, and you go to resources, there are free audio courses. So there's a learning library. There's a bunch of done for you resources and templates that are going to save you time and money. And there's a free audio courses. And if you go to that page, you're going to see all the audio courses. I have a finance audio course that talks all about finances in your business. I think I'm going to add this one to that course too. I have a hiring audio course. I have a mindset audio course and a marketing audio course. So if you go kristagurka.com, click on resources at the top navigation and go to audio courses, I basically bundled all of the podcast episodes that talk specifically about that topic. And so it would be really helpful for you to go and dive into it. All right. I hope you got something out of this podcast. I really do, because I think it's important. I think it's important that we understand all of these different things in our business. And until next time, my friends, bye for now, y'all. Hey there. Thanks so much for listening today. But before you go, could I ask you to take a minute? Okay, so maybe like 2 minutes and leave me an honest review about the podcast. It really does help me get this podcast in front of more women in healthcare, wellness, and fitness, and also really lets me know that I'm actually sharing information you all like to listen to. Thanks again, and catch you all on the next episode.